ask Brother Daniel Charkovich to open with prayer.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to you and give you praises and want to ask you to be with us in this hour of testimony. We ask you that you will listen to our prayers, and when we will open our hearts, that you will help us to share those things which are precious to us and precious to you. We ask you that you will compel us with your Spirit, and that we might, in everything that we will say and hear, may glorify you. We ask that your presence will be with us and with all those who desire to be with us and are not here. We ask that your presence will always be with us in our hearts. We ask for your Spirit upon Brother Darcy and all of us here. We pray those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother Darcy Anders is going to lead our testimonies. And for the sake of time, get the most in. I ask that you would be, please, all testify. But do it with some level of efficiency. We appreciate that. Brother Darcy.
Good afternoon, brethren. It's a privilege to be with you in convention today, and we've appreciated the lessons. Certainly, the Lord has been with us. We were commissioned to bring you the special love and greetings of your brethren in Salem, and my parents, Brother Jerry and Sister Dolores, wanted their special love and greetings sent to you as well. The convention theme text is Isaiah 26:3. That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. The program text for today is Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the October 3rd manna text, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalms 119:165. Peace. Are you familiar with the peace of God? Is it something you have experience with? Is it not something that the lessons that we have heard at this convention help to inculcate in our hearts? The Lord is very gracious to us. We live in a very troublous time, and yet He offers us peace. All we have to do is take hold on it and in faith trust Him, recognizing that all things will work together for good, not just to those who are called according to His purpose, as that particular text says, but to the entire world of mankind. Great peace have they which love His law. Brethren, what have been your experiences? Brother Ron, we have two roving mics, so please wait for the mic to come so that all can hear.
We want to bring the love again from the Wenatchee Ecclesia, and special love from Brother Allen and Sister Evelyn McAllister's. On this next one, it's love from Brother Brad Lanier. And I wanted to just mention several things here. Brother Brad, I hope I get this right. He commissioned me to bring love, so I'm going to add a little bit to it. Brother Brad is in the process of starting his own business now, and he'll be consulting. And I have to condense this a little bit because of the time. So he called me yesterday in the afternoon and said that he may not be able to get down to my house to stay overnight so he could come to the convention with us as early as he wanted to, and that he would call me back at 9 o'clock. He has a stack of books like this that he has to go through concerning his certifications and things for Microsoft, and it has something to do with the job interview that, or whatever arrangement he's making for Monday. He's got to be there Monday morning. He's got to be able to do what he's studying. And so I gave him another option, and you probably won't believe this came from me, but I suggested that he may have to look at not coming to this convention. And depending on the importance of what he's got to do Monday. And so he called me. He said, no, I'm going to come. And he called me at 9:30, and he wasn't there. And if he would have come, he would have gone back tired. He would have went to his job tired. Things wouldn't have worked out. So I think he made a good choice. Kind of hate saying that. But anyway, his heart was here. His heart's here. He wants to be with the brethren, and he knows that different ones wanted to see him, and he's not. The Lord provided an opportunity for me to be with him when my computer broke down. We were together, as everybody knows, from Tuesday morning till sometime Wednesday afternoon, getting it back into service. And Brother Brad and I had a chance to talk a little about the truth and things like that, which was a real blessing for both of us, I hope. And all in all, he's got a long road to go. Somebody his car broke down. He had to take the engine out, put it back in, and fix it. He's never done that before. He bought the tools to do it. He got the engine out, put it back in. The transmission needs work now, and somebody stole his tools. So he's looking for a job. Something may work out Monday for a while. I guess I'm saying that he could use an interest in your prayers. And we see these kind of things happening to our brethren who are really doing the truth, you know. Brother Brad, I hope that that agrees with how we were talking and everything. Oh, thanks, Brother Bill. Okay, now one more thing. This one I'm speechless on, and I don't know if I can even say anything and have it sound right, but when my computer went down and it looked kind of hopeless for a while there, some way or another, the brethren decided they were going to help me, and I started receiving snail mail with money in it. And one email or one letter had $2 in it. And you know, doesn't that bring to mind that scripture? Yeah. There's been all kinds of, it's been like Christmas every day. And what this has done for me is it's going to make it possible for me to be more secure and open up with a system and a backup system. It's allowed me to think about buying software that I wanted for a long time and couldn't afford, to hope to make the service a little better. And Donnie sits there, we sit down and open the mail together, and I open it, and she reads it out loud, because I can't read writing very well, and she reads it to me, and then writes down what was in there, so we can keep track of the money, and we've got a bank fund, and everything started for all this. And she's just almost in tears, and me too, as we're going through this. She said, this is something that neither and I have ever seen in my whole life, you know. And so I wanted to thank the brethren for their letters of love, and hope that I can direct this in the right direction towards the Lord, the truth, and the brethren. And I don't know how to thank everybody. I guess the brethren understand. And so with that, we ask for an interest in your prayers, and we'll see you down the road or on the other side.
Thank you, Brother Ron. You know, the Lord is very gracious, and sometimes he brings us the peace through some very difficult experiences. And while our hearts go out to the brethren in their experiences, we can also rejoice in that the Lord sees that they're strong enough for these experiences. And sometimes, of course, the Lord brings us the peace by sending us things in the mail. May the Lord continue to bless you. Brother John? Oh. We'll go over here on this side. Brother Jerry.
I'm sorry, Brother John. Okay. Brother, it's a delight to be here, and it was kind of a multifold mission and privilege to be here, of course, at the convention and this fellowship, but also to connect with Brother Allen again. You would think that I was in Europe for two months and traveled with Brother Allen through Ukraine and Siberia, Moldova, Romania. We run out of things to talk about, but haven't quite. We still got a few questions for Allen. And it really was nice to catch up with him again on this side of the globe and to realize what a global community God's family is as we've traveled from place to place. we realize the same truth has inspired and moved the brethren. It is this plan, this message, the harvest message, and as Brother Albert said, the six volumes, has touched the lives of every brother and sister that we met around the world, generations later. And it's given me a kind of peace, speaking about peace, of who's really in control. Brother Bob spoke about passing this class. We have the same teacher. And that's great confidence. It's not like you have a teacher, someone's got someone else's teacher, and we've got to figure out which teacher is right. We have the same instructor. But most of us, I think all of us in this room and most of the brethren we meet around the world are second, third, maybe fourth generation Bible students. My great uncle was in the truth. My grandmother was in the truth. My father, my mother was in the truth. Sharon and I are consecrated, and our son Aaron is fifth generation. But as we go down this line, we get further and further away from certain sources that do concern me, that we remember our heritage. It's not just something that is something convenient for our day and our lives. The Lord has very graciously passed on to us the truth that others, in some cases, fought through bloody seas to preserve. It's a sacred heritage. And we sometimes tremble lest we forget. And we want to preserve the beauty of the truth. Probably some other things that were on our mind will kind of passed our thoughts just now, but I leave you with a scripture text that a brother gave in a testimony meeting probably 30 years ago. And I remember the great feeling that was in his mind when he read this. This is from Isaiah 49, 14, 15, and 16. Zion said, "The Lord hath forgotten me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Brethren, think of that. We had a lesson today upon the character of our Creator. And he said he's graven us on the palms of his hands. You know how familiar you are with your hands, and I can look at mine and remember a few scars that are still there. How intimately acquainted we are with our own hands. That's how intimately connected our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus is with you. Let us never forget.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Certainly, we have been given some very precious things. And sometimes the familiarity with those things might cause us not to appreciate fully the value of what has been given to us. Because there isn't anything that is worth more. May the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve your God. Brother John.
Brother Darcy and dear friends, a real blessing to be at a little Northwest Fellowship Sunday. It's always sort of like an oasis in the desert. It's like our last convention in the Pacific Northwest until normally the end of March with North Seattle convention. So it's a nice way to end this last 6 months of conventions with the spiritual fellowship here. My first convention here in Bellingham was in 1958. I was about 14 and hadn't consecrated at that time yet. I still remember it being held up at the Y here in downtown Bellingham, and a really nice apple tree out front that Joycey and I would pick apples. And then later on, I got to appreciate the truth more and enjoyed the spiritual food inside. And at that time, of course, Brother Ted and Sister Bessie were here, and Sister Alice, Sister Lucille, Sister Siebert. And then in the mid-70s, Brother Wilf and Sister Berna started coming to the Bellingham class, and that helped. And then in the early to mid-80s, Brother Richard and Sister Evelyn Stewart and their girls started coming and sort of kept the conventions going. So this year, it's a little bit sad that Sister Berna can't be here today, and also that Brother Richard and Sister Evelyn Stewart have now moved from the Northwest to Phoenix. So certainly a void there. But we've really appreciated the fellowship and the lessons from the platform today with Brother Albert on the pure spiritual food and the importance of the volumes and Brother Russell's writings. And also Brother Allen coming from Romania with the most important doctrine and the importance that we follow the character of God. And then Brother David's lesson this afternoon on how to pass and show up, pay attention, do your work, and behave. Very appropriate for us in this time and day. So very appreciative of these blessings that we have been given. And just like to share with you a couple of thoughts from our studies on Sundays in Langley. And we're studying the fourth volume and third volume. But in the fourth volume, we're on the one of the very last chapters, Establishing the Kingdom. And we've gone through on how it's being set up spiritually at this time. But now we're sort of into how the earthly kingdom will be set up and showing how the ancient worthies will come back. Jacob's trouble, the ancient worthies showing up, and how mankind will come to know the word of God. And I'd just like to read, it's actually a short paragraph, but it's two scriptures basically that just show us that in today's troublous times where we see the difficulties in Israel every day and in the Middle East every day, and it concerns us and it worries us, but that really we should realize that God is at the helm and all these things are just really in the preparation and setting up of his kingdom. And these two scriptures are Isaiah 2:2-4 and Micah 4:1-4. It says, "Shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain kingdom of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains as a kingdom overtopping or overruling all kingdoms, and shall be exalted above the hills, the highest peaks. All nations shall flow unto it. Many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain, the kingdom of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion, the spiritual kingdom, the glorified Christ, head and body, shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, the seat of the earthly representative government in the hands of the princes and ancient worthies. And previously, in the great time of trouble, he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And as a result of the Lord's rebukes and subsequently his law and word, they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Isaiah 2:2-4, Micah 4:1-4. And I just thought that was so appropriate to give us trust and strength in the Lord setting up his kingdom and realizing that the church has to go on beyond the veil, we must be faithful, and that his earthly kingdom will be established out of Jerusalem with the ancient worthies, and that we should not have fear and concern that befalls the world. And Lord, bless you, and we pray for you, and we ask your prayers as well.
Thank you, Brother John. I appreciate your reminding us of past years here in Bellingham and those that have provided the convention, and also the lesson of the peace we should have in respects to all the affairs of the earth. Because the world of mankind can do anything they want, but they will only accomplish what the Lord wants. And we can have that peace as well. May the Lord continue to bless you.
I'm Sister Gloria Nussel from the North Seattle Bible Students, and thankful to be part of this convention. And before I forget it, I bring love from the Stewarts that were a great part of this convention previously. And we talked to them yesterday, and they're settling in well. And I think they're online. Hi. And we miss you, but we anticipate the blessings ahead when we visit them. We're very thankful for the brethren that have come and served, and the ones receiving, and the nourishment before us on this table, and also the very, not only basic, but very extra enlightening, lightening our hearts and giving us strength. And I was thinking of the difference between ignorance and knowledge. The space between is filled with accurate information, and this is what we have, and we're so blessed of the Heavenly Father to be receiving of this, and we're thankful for the peace of God and how maybe we especially need it at this time. And we want to thinking of the trials. Well, there's so many things that attack us, so many toxic thoughts, so that's why I appreciate the thoughts of this convention, too, that's how we overcome, is being filled with accurate knowledge and given through his servants, and also to take our trials rightly. We've been helped at this convention, and I was thinking the importance of faith, that our faith go before us in our trials and not behind us after our trials. So we want to be greatly strengthened and a greater blessing to our brethren. And this is how we are, by meeting together. And we never want to forsake the assembling, because this is our last strength, our last hope before we graduate. So I'm thankful for all the dear brethren that are the beacons and pillars and posts of strength that I have yet to help me, because I need help. And we pray for our dear brethren, and remember all of you with love and prayers.
Well, thank you for your testimony, and we're thinking, and also for the love. That's what the brethren are for. It's been pointed out earlier. We are to assemble together, to encourage one another. And in doing that and appreciating the lessons and examples of our brethren, as well as the lessons that are provided in the Bible and scriptures, and the Lord will continue to strengthen you, and he will continue to bring those trials and difficulties to the end that you might be faithful. Also, Brother John's testimony, and even Sister Gloria's, reminded me that... would the friends care to show their appreciation to the North Seattle class for continuing the Bellingham Convention for us? Seems to be well carried. Thank you. And also, as long as we're raising our hands, should we send our love and greetings to those that we might have contact with when we leave, as well as those online? Seems to be well carried as well. Thank you, brethren. And who would be next to testify? Sister Kelly.
Yes, Brother Darcy and dear friends, you just voted on something I was going to bring up. I just wanted to send special love to the brethren online that could not be actually in attendance today. And we're thinking of many people, Sister Hazel McClellan and Sister Cindy, and dear Brother Joseph Sarasi and Jackie Sarasi, and a special love to Sister Helen Simoff, I believe is how you say her last name. Huh? Simoffi? Okay, well, Sister Helen. Anyway, just knowing she's going through trials right now, and if she's on the line, let her know of our special love for her. And Sister Virginia Palmgren, and just wanted to raise my voice in praise and thanksgiving to our dear Heavenly Father who has assembled us together today here in the Holy, and also those online who are in the Holy with us. And I know how it feels to be out there online, and how what a wonderful blessing that is. Also wanted to send special love to Brother Brad out there, and he's one of the brethren that was immersed with me, and it was myself and Brother Darren and Brother Brad, and I trust that they are having their little baby trials just like I am, that are part of that rightly exercising of our new creatures. And since we don't get much contact with Brother Brad, we just wanted to send our special love to him and let him know the encouragement that all things do work out to good for them that love God, the called for his purposes. Let's see, anything else? I had to write all my thoughts down in case I got nervous. Special love from Joy Blackman. She called the very last second before we were leaving and made sure that we sent her special, special love, and love from Brother Jim Watkins. And I think that's about it, except please pray for me as I pray for all of you as we run for this prize in this narrow race, and I wish to be an overcomer and faithful unto death.
Thank you, Sister Kelly. Certainly praying for the brethren is one thing that we can always do, one for another. And we appreciate your sharing your love with the brethren, and we pray the Lord will continue to bless you. We have several hands up over here.
Brethren, I just wanted to say that it's a blessing for Brother Mervyn and I both to be here. We're enjoying seeing each of you again. And I needed to bring the love of Sister Phoebe Murchie and Sister Opal Williams, who especially asked me to do that. And they may be with us, but I know they would rather be here, but circumstances didn't allow that. Thank you.
I should also remind the brethren to mention who they are, so those online have some idea who's speaking, and appreciating the testimony. We appreciate the love presented, and we do know that the Lord will continue to bless those that desire to be here and those who are having other experiences. I think there were several other. Brother Merv?
Brother Merv Honecker from Cowichan Lake in Canada. One of, I guess, two international visitors. Well, there's a few from Vancouver and so forth, so we have a number of international visitors. I too would like to raise my voice and praise my Heavenly Father amongst my brethren. I want to bring up a little problem that I would like the brethren's consideration from. We're all aware of quite a few people who have lost loved ones lately. Brother Ron's list, which we really appreciate, brings a lot of that to us. There's been quite a few of them over the last year, so more than usual, I would assume. And there's a problem with this, is that when the death of the spouses occurs, there's a ton of cards and everything, and it's quite a busy time. But what we found now is there isn't much going on afterwards, and we're finding out that there's a great many of them who are really hurting, really need all the brethren to either call or write or help some way. And I'd just like to ask the brethren to consider if they can drop a note once a week or something like that to these dear ones. First year's the hardest, and I've received a number of phone calls from different ones, and try to help wherever I can. But it takes a lot of help, and it takes a lot of the brethren to pitch in and do something if they can. I know most of the brethren do a lot of mailing and a lot of contacts and all this, but these brethren are really lonely, hurting, and asking for the brethren's help and saying, where are they? And now that we really need them. So the follow-up, I think, needs to be for a year at least, and till they kind of get their feet under them again. Maybe we could consider that really closely and try and make an effort once a month, once a week, whatever you can find, to send a note to one or the other of them and try and build them up. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brother Merv. We pray the Lord's blessing upon you and for the brethren. We have then a suggestion of another privilege of service as you find opportunity. Sister Judy.
Brother Darcy and dear brethren, Sister Judy Garrison from Salem. I'd like to bring Sister Frances Garrison's love. She's a real sweet, dear sister. And, you know, we think of ones like this. She'll be 92 in November. We think of ones like this, Sister Lydia and others, that maybe are so close up to the veil according to years, and our heart goes out to them because we know they'll soon be with the Lord. We're doing character development, and brethren, there may be some of us that are a lot closer up to the veil than we realize, or that sitting next to us that we may not realize because maybe youngness of natural years, we may not think that the Lord would take them so soon. We want to pour out our vessels with our brethren, to our brethren now while we have them with us. And so I'd like to say now to all my brethren that are here, I love each and every one of you, and all the brethren that are home in Salem, and all of the brethren that we know nationwide, and some, Brother Alan Springer, even worldwide. I liked Brother Jerry Leslie's thought about this being a worldwide society, a global society. We hear a lot about that in the news lately, that the world is evolving more and more into a world society economically, financially, and so forth. And we know that's the kingdom that they're talking about, even though they don't know it. And yet we have this global society now. And I was very touched by Brother Jerry bringing this out, because when we stop to think about it, it is this divine plan that binds us together, isn't it? It's God's divine plan of the ages that binds us and holds us together in love. And we were listening to the talk, to the tapes on the way up in the car. Brother Alexander Scorby. Did I say brother? Well, maybe he was. I don't know. But he had such a beautiful speaking voice, and he brings the scriptures to life. And there we were in Songs of Solomon, after passing through Psalms and Proverbs, and he's speaking about this loved one looking through the lattice. And I thought about our returned Lord on the other side of the veil, looking through his divine plan of the ages at us now. And he's on the other side of this lattice. And if you can picture the divine plan chart as being the lattice, he's looking through at us now. And we want him with us so much, and we want to be with him so much. I thought about this, that beautiful scripture when Alexander Scorby was saying, and I thought about this beautiful picture. And I'm so blessed because I feel the Lord has directed our studies in Salem and the talks that were here today. And I'll tell you why, Brother Darcy, because you're in Salem, you'll understand this. We had the character talk. That's the character that we're supposed to be emulating and copying, character of our Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus. And we're in the school of Christ. And Brother David laid out for us the four things that we have to do to pass. We need this character. We need to be in the school of Christ. We need this divine plan chart and this divine plan of the ages to get the correct knowledge, to know what that beautiful character is like. And that's the character that we're to copy. And we're in the school of Christ to get this knowledge so we can copy this character. Brethren, that's the most important work we have. There is no other work that's more important. And every decision we make, everything we think, every word we speak, every act we take is toward this character development. I want to be faithful, brethren, but I want all of my brethren to be faithful too. I pray for each one of you. Let's be faithful. Let's help the Lord bring this kingdom and the blessings to the world of mankind. They certainly do need it. God bless you. And thanks to the Seattle class for keeping this little Northwest Fellowship going. I love each one of you. Please pray for me.
Thank you, Sister Judy. We do pray the Lord's blessing upon you and recognize we have the privilege of assisting the Lord by making our calling and election sure. And in the process of doing that, we have the privilege of assisting our brethren to do that. And that's what the Lord is watching us when we do things. How are we doing those very things? May the Lord bless you. Sister Ruthie.
You hold it. Brother Darcy and dear brethren, I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord too. And I guess that's why I felt a bit kind of down when I came in here with different ones not here that are usually here. But after that, I got lots of hugs, and I was so blessed and by them all that it all went away. And I'm thankful to the Lord for the blessings that I have had. Berna sent special love to everyone, and Brother Louis Braddis and our son also said to say hello to everyone. I think he knows most of you, and most of you know him, and he's a great help to me. And I'm thankful to the Lord for his blessings and lessons to be learned. I had quite a lesson in patience one day, and I felt so bad about it because it was concerning another person, and I was afraid I hurt them. And I prayed to the Lord, and I prayed at night again. And anyway, for about 3 days, I had the lesson come back, and I think the Lord was just testing me to see if I was going to be patient, and I was. So I'm thankful for his help, and I just do want to keep pressing on learning the lessons from the walk in the truth. It's not easy when you're on your own, but you do manage okay. And Berna and I have others have little meetings. Albert and Norm have a little go meeting with her and Tom. And Berna and I on Saturday we have. I've been taking the questions from the Fort Worth convention, and we've been going over those. So I read the questions, then she reads the scriptures that are there, and then we have a little discussion on it, and it's helped her a lot. And I think she has a little trouble finding the books of the Bible, but I think all this will help in continual practice for her. And I have a little copy. I copied out from last week. I had the convention little messages from the West Suburban class, and there was such a beautiful thought in it that I copied it out, not knowing we would have the same thought in our first talk this morning, but I would like to add it to it, because what is more beautiful than the way Brother Russell puts it, and I just like to read it. It was from Brother Ed and Sister Rachel, reprint 1788. In the present life, we have God's fatherly love, care, discipline, counsel, teaching, protection and encouragement to the end that afterward we shall be received into his glorious presence and everlasting rest, joy, and peace. Oh, how blessed to be the people of God even in the present life. And how true this is. I'm so thankful for the talks I've heard today and the fellowship with the brethren. I want to say, too, that I enjoyed seeing Sister Kelly. I met her in Salem when we were down. My son and I were there in August. And I wasn't sure if it was her because her hair's all short now. She looked different. But anyway, I took a chance. And I got such a big hug, I knew it was her. So I'm thankful to the Lord for all his blessings. And if Sister Opal is on and Sister Virginia, I would like to send love to them. And Marguerite, if she's on. I was hoping to see Opal here. But I do ask your prayers and do want to keep continuing to press on in spite of sometimes it's not always so easy, but it's good to keep pressing on and pressing on. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, Sister Ruth. You know, you can't be around the brethren very long without getting those warm hugs and feeling comfortable and happy to be. And we trust, Sister Ruth, that if you continue to strive to be faithful, that think of the hugs you'll get the other side of the veil. Sister Sharon.
Brother Darson, dear friends, Pachadol Maluli, and we wanted to bring the love of the Portland area Bible students, and especially Sister Doris Lorenz. She had really thought and thought that she'd like to be here, and she wanted her love given. Two texts, actually I have 4 points, but two texts. Joshua 1:9, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither now be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou shalt go. So no matter where we are each day, each minute of the day, the Lord is with us. And in connection with our text, the Psalms 29:11, in this text, the Lord will give thee strength unto his people. The text strength means in large measure courage, and it does take courage for us to go on each day. And as Sister Ruth and other widows that are in this room, it is courageous for them to still continue to be going on. We wanted to bring Sister Lydia Hannum's love. We had the privilege of going with Sister Jean yesterday morning to see Sister Lydia, and she finished the scripture. She finished her resolve, hardly had to coach at all. And then Sister Jean and Sister Lydia and myself were a trio. We sang some hymns. And it was just, then she leaned her head against my head, and it was just a very precious moment for me to have that, to be with such a one that has been in the way for so long. And so that was precious to me. And speaking of the Kirkhams, where Brother Jerry and I are so thankful to have this home away from home, and their sweetness to us and to our family, and both temporally and spiritually all these many years. And it's just wonderful to be in their presence and seeing their walks in the narrow way, and their struggles and difficulties, and their blessings to each one, and how they have worked as a team for over the years. And then thirdly, it's nice to see Brother Allen in person. And for some of the ones that haven't met him that are online with him, so that's real nice. And we're thankful for the online meetings. And I really do miss Dick and Evelyn. And Pam and I have known Dick and Evelyn for very, very, very many years, all before we were all married. And even Sister Glory came in through the truth, through Sister Evelyn, by working with her. So all of us have such many contacts and over the years in the Lord. And Brother Darce, I remember taking care of you when you were a kid. And anybody wants to see me later, you know. Anyway, we're very thankful. I don't mean to be silly to an elder. So anyway, it's... we're thankful for the Lord and his overruling for us, and his helping us to be courageous some days when it's difficult, and the blessings. And we do count our blessings every day. And one of them is that we've had the privilege of coming to the Northwest Convention and being with all of you. And as Brother John said, yes, the Northwest doesn't have a lot of conventions, so this is the end, and North Seattle is the beginning. Lord bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Sharon, for sharing that love and those greetings, and your appreciation of the truth and encouragement to the brethren. We were thinking, we don't mind at all if the friends ask you about how we were as a kid. While we recognize the Lord has a lot of work to do in us yet, maybe at least they'll be able to see some growth. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I think we had one way back here in the corner. Okay, we'll get that in just a moment, real brief here.
Daniel Sharkovich from Vancouver, BC. I wanted to share with you a couple experiences from this summer. One is meeting Japanese brethren, and it was like seeing a beautiful flower in the middle of desert. Talking about isolation and few brethren go to Japan. If I'm not mistaken, 17 million people in Japan and maybe a handful of brethren. Very beautiful spirit that they show to us. The second experience is quite the other extreme, is meeting the brethren in Poland. And I was most impressed with the young people in Poland. So you can imagine we are parents of three beautiful daughters, and young people are high on our agenda these days. The young people in Poland made a very profound impression on me. I just am overwhelmed with their spirit, with their concern about what Brother Jerry mentioned. The young people are concerned that they might be the last generation to carry on the vision, the heritage. I'm just impressed with their attitude and how positive influence they have on each other. And also, I wanted to mention one other thing, which is the children. I wanted you to be patient with the children, and when you see them running around and maybe interrupting, just think about that they potentially will carry on the vision that we are carrying, that they are the first-hand candidates to carry on the heritage that we want them to inherit from us. We ask for your prayer and for your patience and for your love to extend to us and to our children. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Daniel, and thank you for reminding us of our brethren around the world. Just goes to remind us the fact that the Lord is capable of drawing his people from wherever, and that certainly as we visit his people, we do see those precious flowers or those precious jewels, and the reason many times why the Lord is drawing those. May the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve him. And then Brother Bill.
Brethren, we'd like to share the love of the online brethren with you. And specifically, the stewards are there. And so they're not only with us in spirit, but also virtually with us via the electronic medium. And Brother Richard would like to testify, so I'll just read a few words for him. While we are with our daughters and the brethren, it will be a few months until we are settled into our own home. Thus, we feel somewhat homeless. But we are reminded that it is the flesh that wants to be home here on the earth. In the spirit, we acknowledge that here we have no continuing city, but we look for one to come. Pray for us as we pray for you, that we all reach that city to come, Brother Richard. And we'd also like to share the love of the other brethren. There's been a total of 17 connections, and because we're so short on time, we won't list all of them. But there have been some that have been with us the entire day, and they certainly send their love. Brother Brian Kutcher, Brother Brad Lanier, the Fort Worth Bible students, both Brother George and Brother David Wilmot, and the stewards, as I've mentioned, and then Sister Virginia and Sister Laura as well. And anyway, so it's a privilege to be able to bring their love.
Thank you, Brother Bill, for sharing those testimonies with us. And may the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve him as well. And we have time for one or two more yet.
5 minute overtime.
Okay. Brother Albert.
Brother Darcy and dear friends, I would just like to take a moment and to raise my voice in thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father for his wonderful care that he has kept over me. As Brother Jerry was speaking in his testimony about how we are engraved in the hand of our Heavenly Father, it brought me thinking to the hymn of 361, where it says, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land." And at the beginning of the testimony in your comments, Brother Darcy, you mentioned about if we had any experiences where we have evidenced where there's the peace of God that passes all understanding. And it is a very, very wonderful, beautiful thing that the Lord does impart to his that go through special trials and experiences, and it's quite something. We will never experience that peace when things are going good. It is only for when we are down, when we think that the road is at the very end, and we kind of almost give up. And then it's the Lord's opportunity. And so just publicly would like to thank the Lord so much for that peace. It's a peace that there's really no words for it, but it is truly grateful, and we're very thankful. We thank all the brethren for their helps, and we ask an interest in your prayers.
Well, may the Lord bless you, Brother Albert, and certainly we all recognize that we cannot receive the peace of God unless we're in difficult circumstances. And hopefully, as we've experienced the peace of God and we get into those difficult experiences, we can recognize that peace sooner in those experiences. May he continue to bring you the necessary experiences. One short testimony.
Brother Darcy, this is Sister Ann from Ann Majilica from Saskatchewan, Melfort, Saskatchewan. I have the love and greetings to bring to you all here from the ecclesia I meet with, the North Saskatchewan Bible students. They all voted to send their love. And I want to thank all the brethren for the arrangements here. I have been receiving a rich blessing thus far. And like other brethren have mentioned, it's really nice to see Brother Allen again. And it's going to be short, just like it was in Romania in July when he met Brother Frank and Sister Ann and myself at the airport. And there was about 15 of them. And on our way from the airport, we stopped at the railway station. And Brother Allen said goodbye, and he was off to his destination. But it was very nice to see him, and I enjoyed his discourse today very much. I want to thank my Heavenly Father that he grant me the privilege of being in Romania, Moldova, Ukraine, and in Poland this summer. I had received many blessings and learned many lessons, and I'm very thankful for that privilege. Brother Frank and Sister Ann send their love, too. They are on their way back from Buffalo, New York, where he served, and also Hamilton again, and in Toronto and different isolated areas in the Ontario area. So they want to be remembered in your prayers. And dear brethren, I would like to thank Brother Albert and Sister Norma. This is my third Bellingham convention, and about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when Brother Albert phoned, and I was kind of down, and it seemed like he knows when to call. Anyway, I said, I was kind of thinking a little bit about Bellingham Convention. He says, well, come on down. So I phoned the agent, and sure enough, there was some fares that were very good, and I booked, and I'm here, and I'm very thankful. Love you all, brethren, and pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Ann, and thank you, Brother Albert. May the Lord continue to bless you as you strive to serve him. Thank you, brethren, for your testimonies. We know the Lord appreciates all the testimonies, whether they were spoken or not. And we trust and pray that he will continue to guide you in paths of righteousness. May the Lord bless you.
I appreciated some of the themes that came out in the testimonies of the legacy of the truth we have and the history associated with it, the responsibility we have in that regard. The Bellingham Ecclesia was near and dear to us for years, and many of us in our class, there's a long legacy that goes back even to some that knew Brother Russell from that era. And many of these brethren have blown the Jubilee trumpet with a lot of clarity, and they've sounded a certain sound. And, you know, you always wonder whether when you're kind of, there's a little bit of passing the baton there, whether or not, you know, you'll do that same thing with that much clarity and dedication and service as they did. And of course this is the theme that we heard, and it's a good admonition to us. We had 12 testimonies. It was well balanced. Six sisters and six brothers. Appreciate that. And you know, we think about the wisdom of some individuals who such as Dick and Evelyn Stewart in the Bellingham class here with Sister Alice and Sister Lucille, of allowing an opportunity for this type of transition to happen where the convention could be maintained. It was really in their foresight and wisdom that they allowed that to happen, and for us to have a little bit of a meager part as the North Seattle Ecclesia to be able to help continue that. So we really appreciate that, and this message that has been over the years has gone out, "Thy God reigneth," from the platform here. We have a brooch and a charm bracelet that was found by Ashley Sharkovich in the ladies' restroom. Is that right? So if anybody's missing it, or come up and look at it after. Brethren, let's close with the singing of hymn number 110. Hymn number 110.
Father, walk in your glory.
Our gracious, kind, all-wise, loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank thee for thy blessings, especially for the peace that thou hast granted to us, and the privileges that are ours, and especially for the opportunity of running in the race for the prize of the high calling. Father, we appreciate the gift of thy Son that has permitted all this. We thank thee for thy love bestowed upon us. We pray thy blessing upon each that have testified and those hearts that had that intention. And we seek thy continuance with us now in our fellowship and considerations. We do ask according to thy will in Jesus, thanking thee and praising thee in his name. Amen.